Now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Happy Tuesday, Sunny.
Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you are tipping off with a big basketball start.
Kim, if you tuned into Monday's Sunny Side of Sports, you heard VOA's Andrew Palcheski talk about Kobe Bryant playing in his 18th and final National Basketball Association All-Star Game in Toronto, Canada. Kobe says interacting with his two daughters during the game made it extra special.
You know, they're sitting right behind the bench, so I was talking to them virtually the whole game, and they've enjoyed this as much as I have. And, you know, and coming to these arenas and, you know, because they've seen me throughout the years get up at 4 in the morning and work out and train and then come home and then work out again. And so it's awesome as a father for them to be able to see, you know, all the hard work and how it pays off.
Kobe Bryant says playing in his final All-Star game was a real thrill.
It was fun. I mean, I had a blast. You know, it was you know, playing with those guys and, you know, laughing and joking with them on the bench. And I got a chance to stop Powell in the post, redeem myself from what he did to me when Chicago came to town. So, but all those things were just fun. I had a great time.
Los Angeles Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant speaking after the recent NBA All-Star Game in Toronto, Canada. Kobe's final season has been a tough one in terms of wins and losses. The Lakers have a record of 11 wins and 44 losses. That's the second worst in the NBA behind the Philadelphia 76ers, who have a record of 8 wins and 45 losses. Kobe and the Lakers have a few days off before the NBA regular season resumes. The defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors are having a great season. They have the league's best record, 48 victories and 4 defeats. In pro boxing, Filipino star Manny Pacquiao will fight American Timothy Bradley for a third time on April 9th in Las Vegas, Nevada. In their first fight in 2012, Bradley won a controversial split decision. Pacquiao then won the rematch by unanimous decision in 2014. I asked our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta, how Pacquiao Bradley 3 is shaping up.
Well, the fans don't really care for this third fight because these guys have fought twice, you know, and we know who won the two. It's Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao may not be able to get up for this fight. He's got the elections. He wants to be a senator in the Philippines. He wants to end his career with this last fight. And I don't see him getting up for this fight. He's going to train in the middle of Hollywood. You don't train in the middle of Hollywood for a big fight. People go to the mountains to train, seclude themselves. This guy's going to be in Hollywood doing the Hollywood shuffle. Celebrities will be coming to the gym. His eyes will not be on the ball, Sonny. And that's why I call for a big upset. This may be the first big upset of 2016, and I think that can happen.
Pac-Man has said this will be his final fight, Namdi.
I'm so happy hanging my gloves after this fight because of what I have done. You know, it's... I will feel sad after that, but that's life. Not all the time you keep on fighting. Not in the time. All the time is you're in the ring, but it's time, I think.
Do you think that'll be the case?
I don't think so, because it's still a big money fight. If he beats Bradley, Money Mayweather will come out of retirement for number 50, and they will close it, and that's a big multi-million dollar fight. You don't run away from big money.
What about Mayweather-Bradley, Namdi? Is that a possibility?
No, that's not a possibility because the promoter of Bradley is Bob Arum of Top Rank. So they don't break bread together. They don't like each other between Mayweather and Bob Arum. So that's not going to happen.
Namdi, how about an update on some of the African fighters and what they've been up to both in and out of the ring?
Well, Sonny, you know how happy I am for my homeboy from Nigeria and Britain, AJ Anthony Joshua, who is 15-0. Well, he's the best out of Britain right now. Martin, who is the IBF champion, that's a title that was once owned by Tyson Fury, he now wants to go to London and tangle with homeboy AJ April 9th at the O2 Arena, which is going to be a good fight.
Still with the heavyweights, Namdi, Tyson Fury, is he still lined up for a rematch against Vladimir Klitschko?
Yeah, but he wants to bring the fight to the UK, and Vladimir wants the fight to be in Germany, which doesn't really make sense for the fight to be in Germany. The new champion is a British guy, and he can call the shot. He wants the fight in Britain. The fight has to be in Britain.
One of the big American hopes in the heavyweight division, Deontay Wilder. Do you see him going up against Anthony Joshua or Tyson Fury, Namdi?
Not right now. He keeps fighting bombs because he'll make money fighting bombs. So why fight a tiger if you don't need to fight a tiger? He's a blowing guys out of the ring for nothing, you know, and he makes $3-4 million. Come on, why fight a tiger? You know, it makes no sense, you know. So he keeps knocking out bombs till then he have to go for a mandatory fight. But he's got a Russian Povetkin coming up, which he may not even fight him and just give up the belt and fight somebody else.
Namdi, I know you've been critical of the heavyweight division in recent years, but do you kind of sense some more excitement about the big boys, that more people are watching the heavyweights?
Oh, the big boys, they bring the action. There's nothing like seeing the heavyweight being knocked out, cold on the floor, you know. The boxing fans, they go crazy. When the big boys, they land big, you know. So you enjoy watching the heavyweight on the floor, the referee counting him out, and he can get up. It's a wow, that's a good fight. The action is back now, so we're really excited about it. Heavyweight is the good division.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Mueta, talking with us again from Los Angeles, California. Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, my VOA colleague James Buddy will have a Black History Month segment on a basketball great and a former world heavyweight boxing champion.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
It's time now for our Black History Month fact for today, February 16th. In 1970, Joe Frazier became world heavyweight boxing champion after knocking out Jimmy Ellis in the second round at Madison Square Garden in New York City. On this day in 1972, during a basketball game between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Phoenix Suns, Will Chamberlain became the first man in the history of the NBA to score 30,000 points.
We heard James Buddy say how Wilt Chamberlain became the first NBA player to score 30,000 career points. The late, great Chamberlain ended his career with 31,419 points. That puts him at fifth all-time. Kobe Bryant, who we heard from at the beginning of the show, is at number three all-time. Kobe currently has 33,243 points. The now-retired Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the NBA's all-time leading scorer with 38,387 points. Turning to African club football, the Zimbabwean clubs Chicken Inn and Harare City are off to good starts in the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup tournaments. Michael Cariati tells us more from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
It was a weekend of celebration for Chicken Inn and Harare City fans after their teams recorded victories in their first romance with Pan-African football. For Chicken Inn, it was a sweet 1-0 victory over glamorous South African club Mamelodi Sundowns ahead of the return leg in 2 weeks' time. The all-important goal for the Gamecocks came from Michel Cachairo in the 36th minute. It was also a sweet return for the Brazilian's manager Peter Ndlovu, who started his career at Mzilikazi Primary School and later at Highlanders in Bulawayo before going all the way to play in the Barclays Premiership with Coventry City way back in 1991.
I'm happy to be back home, and also it's where I made my name, where Highlanders gave me a chance. And it's good to come here back as a manager of another team, but I've got fond memories, and that makes it so special.
Although the Gamecocks have a tough assignment in their away game, their coach Joey Antipas thinks the goal scored is good enough for his team to advance to the next round. Antipas says their target was to come out with a goalless draw against such illustrious opponents, and adds that he is proud of his boys for their achievement.
tell you the truth, we went out to try and play for 0-0, but we managed to get 1-0 up against quality opponents like Sundowns. Very chuffed about the win. I'm proud about the boys. They maintained our tactical discipline.
Also celebrating were Harare City, who took a 3-2 advantage after squandering a 2-0 lead to give Madagascar's AS Adema a glimmer of hope ahead of the second leg. The coach of the Harare City Fathers, Taurai Mangwiro, said they were very, very careless in their defense to allow the little-known Madagascan side to score 2 goals.
Having led at halftime, I thought the floodgates will open. It wasn't to be. Poor organization at the back. We were careless in the manner in which we defended. They got a penalty, and suddenly it came on.
Harare City had taken a first half 2-0 lead through new boys Ronald Chitu and Rafael Manuvere, but the visitors clawed back to even the scores before Manuvere gave the Zimbabweans the winner in the 85th minute. However, Mangwiro says he's happy that they got that winning goal in the dying stages of the match.
I'm happy we had that goal in the dying stages of the match, and it can make a big difference come the second leg.
The return legs in both the CAF Champions League and the CAF Confederation Cup will be played before the end of this month. Reporting in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Thanks, Michael. More African football news. Frenchman Hervé Renard was named Morocco's head coach on Tuesday. The 47-year-old Renard led both Zambia and Ivory Coast to Africa Cup of Nations titles, winning with the Zambians in 2012 and Ivory Coast in 2015. He's now charged with leading the Moroccans to the 2018 World Cup in Russia. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yahias.